Hey there everyone, Barb Ling here, and it's time to talk about getting more people to open your emails. Now, as an online marketer, chances are you're probably aware that email marketing, yep, really important, because if you don't have an email list, chances are you're going to be left behind. But you know something? Having that email list is not enough, okay? You can build it one by one, giving away something awesome, etc., etc., but consider the future. You get people on your email list, what if they never open your emails? That's not good, okay? So what you need to do is nurture your list so that when you send out email, folks are gonna say, oh my gosh, Barb Ling sent out email, I need to open it, I need to see what's going on. Because face it, isn't it frustrating, okay, that you send out an email and like hardly anybody else opens it? I mean, not good. What's the point of that? And there are two things that generally tend to happen with email marketers. The first are there marketers who just don't know how to reach their audience. They don't know how to get people to open up their emails and say, oh my gosh, this is great, let me click, let me buy, etc., etc. But then, you know, then there's the other set of email marketers like myself who, you know, seem to have that golden touch. They send out email, money comes into their PayPal account, whoa, life is really good. Folks just want to open their email. Open rates, click-throughs, etc. Wonderful. That's the position that you want to get into yourself. So how do you get more people to open your email? To be honest, you know, it's not as tricky as it sounds. When you get to the heart of it, it's all about understanding people and the relationship you have with them. Ask yourself, what do people in your niche, people on your email list, etc., what do they want? What do they really need? What do they really want? When you can figure that out and then you can provide what they need, want, crave, etc., etc., then you're gold. Think of it this way. Your marketing message is not worth anything at all, if nobody's going to see it. And nobody's going to see that marketing message if you can't get them to open your email. So understanding how to get people to open your email, yeah, that's one of the most important things you can do. So you want to build a relationship with your audience, because as you know, people buy from those who they like, know, and trust. Or even know, like, and trust. Trust, like, and know. I always get confused with that. Well, same thing holds true with people who open your emails and stuff. If people know you, like you, trust you, etc., they're going to open your emails more readily. But it's getting to that place, you know, getting to the place that can be a wee bit tricky, especially a wee bit tricky if you're new to this and you're an unknown quantity to your audience. But that's okay, because you can quickly build a great relationship even if you're just starting out. Here's how. It's really as simple as understanding their needs, their wants, and delivering exactly what they need and, more importantly, what they want. Pay attention to them. Immerse yourselves in the culture of your niche by browsing forums, communities, social network, blogs, social media, etc. You want to be everywhere that people in your niche hang out. On Facebook, on Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Snapchat, etc. Your fan base, they should find you helpful, personable, friendly with everything that you share. Don't be afraid to share your opinion and become a thought leader within your niche, but at the same time, never, ever, ever come down on other folks who do things differently than you feel should be done. I'm pretty insane about that, because so often I see online on Facebook and such people complaining that, oh, this person created a product and it's just so newbie-like, it's so ridiculous, and look at that, they got deal of the day or product of the month or what have you. And you know something? You know why they got deal of the day? You know why they got product of the month? It's because they delivered what their audience wanted. Okay? Really, really important, all right? So don't be afraid to disagree with folks, but again, be a thought leader and don't be a jerk, okay? Don't be a tweeblehead. Be supportive. If you disagree with somebody on Facebook or so, you can say simply, I disagree with you, but don't rag on them. Don't make yourself come across as sour grapes and all of that. You know, people will disagree with you, but others will tend to agree with you, and you'll become respected as a leader in your niche. Now, in becoming that leader, it's important to try to communicate individually or so with folks who join your list. Answer emails that are sent back. Drop a quick line to welcome them to your email list. Have a welcome message. It's something that makes you stand out from all of the other marketers. I mean, there's going to be folks who reply to your email, folks who don't, but at all costs, encourage communication. Open those lines of those communications. You don't want to be that cold, faceless marketers like blah, 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 blah. Help people. Be present. Be real. That's what a relationship is all about. There's the give, there's the take, there's the support, there's the community. If you want to get more opens, make more sales, pay attention to the relationship you have with your email list. Be there for people. Help them in any way you can. Give more than you can ever expect to receive, and chances are you'll start to gain more as well. See, the goal is you want to get people addicted to your content. You want to stand out as an email marketer. You don't want to do the same old thing that everybody else is doing every day. Find a unique angle for your brand, showcasing your personality. For me, what's my unique angle? Well, every morning I have my daily morning perk up because I've branded myself a slight amount with coffee, because coffee is life and life is coffee and such. Also, in a lot of my Facebook Live videos, I will have the Beak of Doom, or I will have Mo, the amazing mowing piggy moose, which I don't have yet to see other people, including those in their Facebook Lives. People are not going to open your emails if you're not entertaining, if you don't deliver value, if you don't make them say, wow, this is great stuff. You don't want to be dry and boring. There truly should be something in it for people who reads all of your content. They have to get something out of it. And remember, just because they might open one of your emails doesn't mean they're going to open all of your emails. Constantly, you must be on your toes. Constantly, you must be exciting. You must be personable. You must make people say, hey, I want to hear what she has to say. Play around with it. Try, consider creating a series of emails that, I don't know, have cliffhangers. Give people great information. Get them excited. Let your own personality shine through. Do things that will make them crave to hear from you. So how do you do this? Well, one thing you do is research what your audience needs and wants in the first place. It's so important that you're in touch with what your audience wants to learn. Keep a finger on the pulse of what's going on in your niche. Always know what the latest news is. For example, you can look up all of the popular internet marketing blogs and add their RSS feeds on Feedly. So every morning you can open your Feedly dashboard and see, boom, this just developed. This is coming down the road, et cetera, et cetera. That's one reason why I am always one of the first people to break breaking news, because I hear about it whenever it happens. Keep in touch with what other marketers are doing in your niche. If you see marketers on Facebook having a success, congratulate them. Make them feel great for their achievements. Remember, and this is key, real people are at the other end of those computer screens or those mobile phones, et cetera, et cetera. If you want people to open your email, people need to feel that connection. They have to feel like you have their best interests at heart. When you write your email, imagine, what's a typical person who's reading it? What are they going to think about it? Find an avatar. Create a little background and craft an email directly to that person. They represent your niche as a whole, so you're basically writing and adding humanity to what it is you send. You'll naturally make more of a personal impact when you choose to write your emails in that way. So you have your email, you have the inbox. People get 10,003,862.7 emails every 36 seconds. How crowded is your reader's inbox? Probably hugely crowded, right? So you want to craft a great subject line. So take a look at your typical email inbox, perhaps yours or so. Look at it right now, okay? If you regularly clean out your email, you might not have a lot, but still, go to the promotions tabs. You'll see dozens, even hundreds of emails every single day for marketers, businesses, friends, family, mooses, etc., etc. Every day, more and more emails land in your inbox. It's completely overwhelming, you know? So how can a marketer stand out? Hold on for a second. Gotta love allergies. They stand out by scratching their nose while doing Facebook Lives, but I digress. So browse through your promotions tab, your inbox, and everything like that. Do any of the emails you see there stand out? Why do they stand out? Which do? Take note of which does and don't. Because remember, every day your readers are compelled to open, read, delete, trash, etc., bunches and bunches and bunches of emails. What's going to catch your readers' attention? What's going to make them want to open? It's important to craft a really great eye-catching subject line. Consider that to be the headline of your email. Capture their attention, even amidst hundreds of other inbox thingies. So there's no one perfect way to craft a great subject line. You know, play with what you've seen in your niche. I've had success by having single word subjects like stop, blood. Yeah, you know, blood referred to when I was in the hospital and having my ankle fused. And I forgot what, I believe I was promoting the Instamate product with that. I made some sort of great tie-in about it and got a whole lot of opens and sales from that. Perhaps include a little bit of mystery within your email line. Don't make it too long, too wordy. Make sure it calls out to the audience, intrigues them in some way. So your audience should see your email and say, oh my gosh, I have to open this. Again, it can really help to study how others are doing email marketing and see what really gets the most open. So in closing, how to get more people to open your emails. Be personable, be exciting, be a real person. Showcase genuine caring to people on your list, because the more people who open your emails, the more people are gonna see your links, the more people are gonna click through, more people are gonna buy, and the more money you're going to make. So this is Barb Ling here with how to get more people to open your email. I hope you enjoyed. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.